cool thing we have coming up this week. I like this because it's, you know, it's about showing kids that hockey's great and it's a lot of fun, but you can also help out and give back in your community. And a gentleman who is, I think now, Meg, was he, I think he was actually one of our coaches of the week
yes,
a year
ago. Yes, he
was.
Yeah, right. He was an elite sports for coach of the week for
there
us.
There you go. My memory is good. Rod Olhauser joins us. Rod, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jason. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good to see that you're keeping up being a good coach, not after you're not resting on your laurels, so I like that.
No, exactly. I was going to be improving yourself.
This is something that it's about hockey for your team, and it's the North Sierra Hockey Association. You guys are having a big fundraiser with the food bank this weekend.
That's right. We're actually the Millwoods Hockey Association, but it's in conjunction with the North Sierra Hockey Association. Our president, Mark Brown, started this 5 years ago. It's a charity game where we our kids play, and we invite out as many people as we can, get as much support as we can in support of the food bank. People come out, they bring a non-perishable food item for entry into the game, and we try to make it like a big league experience for the kids and get them excited about it, and it's a good event.
And when is the game, and what time?
So the game is next Wednesday night, February 19th.
Okay.
Doors open at 5 at, this is at Millwoods Rec Center.
Okay.
5:15, we're going to have what we're calling the Future Stars. It's going to be Initiation 2 kids. They're going to play a game for about 30 minutes. They're excited to get involved as well. Then 6 o'clock, the main event will start. That'll be, like you said, the top Adam team in Millwoods and the top Adam team in North Sierra. The Bruins versus the Kodiaks, and game time 6 o'clock. There's lots of things going on. We got Louis the Lion coming out. We got some door prizes. Going to have one of the hockey moms singing the anthem, and like I said, make it like a big league experience.
And for the kids, their requirement, they got to help raise funding for the food bank. Is that part of it?
They do, yeah. Each of the kids on the two teams, as well as other teams in the organizations, were given pledge forms to go out and get cash donations, but as well, they were some of them were taking hockey bags around, getting food donations, doing different things to help out the event. And for them, our hockey teams, we reach out to the community a lot to get donations, support to go to tournaments, do team events, different things. So this is a chance to show them that they can do something to help and give back as well.
How'd you guys come up with this idea?
It was 5 years ago. Mark Brown, who was coaching, I believe, his son in Adam at the time, he came up with the idea just to have try to show the kids something different. And they had an exhibition game that year. With the same idea in mind, and it kind of people like the idea, so they continue to do it year after year. And so this is the 5th annual now, and like I said, it's kind of it's Mark's idea, his, and he leads it every year. I think he's looking to, or hoping to, make it a bigger event each and every year, to the point where one day it could be a citywide event, or a shoot for food day type deal, where maybe across the city or across a number of cities, that would bring awareness and just get the help out for the community.
It's a great idea. I love what you guys are doing. Once again, it's a Sunday night, 5:15, but the big game goes at 6 o'clock, and anyone can show up who lives on the south side of the Millwoods Arena, and they just bring some non-perishable food items for the food bank. It's that simple.
Actually, Wednesday night, February 19th.
Wednesday night. All right. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it, and enjoy it, and I hope the kids have a great time.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate your support.